do you think about, or what's your opinion on people who are aware of sort of what's going on, what the globalist agenda is and what they're planning, and they still defend it sort of using this Darwinian kind of survival of the fittest, like maybe it's just meant to happen because certain people are supposed to be weeded out. What do you think about that?
It's called being a cowardly mind-controlled slave, I guess.
Whoa.
No, seriously.
I'm giving you shit. I agree with you.
I'm not going to mince words here. I mean, if you support the New World Order agenda and you know what the agenda is and what they're doing and what they have been doing and you still support it, you're a cowardly mind-controlled slave scum. All right? And I've got no frickin' time for you. Kill yourself. Today. Okay? No, seriously. Seriously. If you love right. depopulation, if you love exterminating people all over the world, if you love deliberately putting drugs, vaccines, and all of this stuff into people's systems so that their quality of life shrinks terribly and they eventually die after giving all of their money to the evil medical industry that doesn't care one iota about their health, then please, if you're so much of a fan of depopulation, volunteer. Kill yourself.
Yeah, I say that, Brad, so that. Yeah. I mean, not like exactly like you've said it, but I've said, you know, a few people that are for depopulation, kill yourself. But I mean, I know
they never do.
They
never do. Okay, yeah. It's kind of like the Aztecs. You know, we need to sacrifice people in order to make the sun go away from the moon or something like that. You know, have you noticed that they always sacrifice other people? They never it's never self sacrifice. Okay,
right.
All right. So this is the difference between me and the people that you're talking about. I believe in self sacrifice. They believe in sacrificing other people for their own benefit.